I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Skiers have been enjoying plenty of deep powder this year, but that also comes with some hazards. As Maggie Mullen reports, avalanche conditions are ripe across our region.
Craig Gordon is with the Utah Avalanche Center. He says it's been a good year for snowfall in the Mountain West, but there is a downside.
These storms are also coupled with dense, heavy snow, and that's creating a cohesive layer, what we call a slab, on top of either weaker snow or on top of lighter density snow. So it's sort of like an upside down cake, and that is always a dangerous combination in our mountains.
And along with these conditions, the region is seeing unusually warm temperatures, even rain in some places.
Unusual weather makes unusual avalanches.
Gordon says if you're wondering about conditions in your community, you should check with your local avalanche center. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Avalanche risk along the Front Range is currently designated as considerable. The same is true for the Steamboat area, Aspen, and the Sawatch Range, as well as Vail and Summit County. The southern San Juans have a moderate avalanche risk today. The city of Colorado Springs is holding a public meeting tonight about traffic in the Ivy Wild neighborhood. Officials will present a draft of conclusions from a traffic study in the area that looked at proposed redevelopment projects as part of the Ivy Wild neighborhood and South Nevada Avenue area urban renewal plan. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. at the Ivy Wild School Gymnasium on South Cascade Avenue. This is KRCC News.